Okay, but I don't want anyone else. I want you. No, what do you mean I should move on? No, hey, listen to me. I don't want to be with anyone else. No, there is no one out there that, quote unquote, deserves me more. No, you deserve me. I mean, if you still want me. And you need to know that I don't just want you. I need you too. I need you as much as you need me, baby. Yes, even when you whine about the trash. Yes, also when you get moody. Well, I get moody too, so what's it matter? You're still the cute, lovable being that I've come to know and love. No, hey. I can see that look in your eyes. That look you get when you doubt what someone said. No, come on. Come on. What is it, sweetheart? What's going on? I mean, haven't things been going well? Wait, what do you mean, too good? No, why would something bad need to happen? How does that make sense? To balance out happiness? Oh, sweetie. No, I know that's how you've come to believe it works, but hey, regardless of what actually happens, I'm going to be here, whether it's good or bad. And you know what else? I'm not going to just turn tail and run just because it's bad or something. 'Cause it's never bad. It's just a learning curve, something for us to grow and build on, you know? No. Hey. Don't apologize, okay? No, you, sweetie. Oh, my poor baby. Honey, you are just having some really big feelings, and your fears are coming to the surface, and that's okay. Your fears and your feelings are both valid, okay? And look, I know you had a really hard time in the past, and I know that a lot of people mistreated you, but you did not deserve any of it, okay? Hey, look at me, baby. Look at me. Oh, there you go. Now listen to me. You did not deserve any of the bad things that happened to you. You should have never had to endure any of that abuse, but you survived it, and I am so proud of you for that. And I know from here that doesn't mean much because, well, you were in the thick of it, yes, and you survived it, great, but you're also left with a lot of triggers and a lot of fears and concerns, and you have to figure all of that out while also figuring out life. And I get it, I understand that it's hard, but baby, I am here for you, okay? And I understand that growing up, it felt the second that you were floating high and doing well that something or someone would just come down on you for something. And oftentimes, it didn't even have anything to do with you. People were just dumping it on you. And those people didn't mistreat you because you deserved it. They mistreated you because of their own messed up lives and situations. It's you're you don't have to feel shame like something's wrong with you just because other people mistreated you. It says more about them than it does you, okay? And I know my telling you none of this, is your fault. I know that it does nothing against the demons in your head, those bad thoughts and that demonic inner critic. But I mean, you have lived in hell a lot longer than you've been out of it, and the habits and the defenses that you had to use to protect yourself and survive, they're not just gonna vanish overnight, and I certainly don't expect them to. But you know what? I am going to stay right here, and I'm going to tell you just how much I love you each and every day as you work to heal from everything that's wounded you. I mean, your exes, your parents, that dick of a boss you have. And you know something else? I know that you push me away more just after we get closer together. I know that it gets scary when you realize suddenly that you're vulnerable and what could happen if, you know, the wrong person took advantage of that. And I know sometimes you like to test the relationship to see if it's really durable. You know, sometimes you worry that it isn't real. You know, that like maybe you've gaslit yourself and it's really just your past waiting to repeat itself. And then you start trying to save yourself from, you know, the other shoe that must be ready to drop. I mean, is that something that's happening this time too, baby? Did you, I don't know, suddenly feel too vulnerable and think about how scary it is to just be so open with another person and I don't know, give them that kind of ammunition, that weapon of trust to use against you? Yeah, I figured. I mean, it's really scary to just open up to another person because, well, we can't control what they do with the information, right? It's been used against you before when you were small and powerless to defend yourself, so it makes sense why you would wonder why now would be any different. No, I know, that's why I'm saying I get it, baby, but sweetheart, I am not going to hurt you. I would never want to hurt you. You are way too damn precious to me. And I know that's hard to believe right now, but I have all the time in the world to help you do just that. And you know, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. Yeah, so I don't care what happens. I'm going to be with you. Huh? Yes, I would love you even then. Yes, even if that happened too. Yes, I know it seems impossible, but you're just gonna have to take my word for it. You, sweetie, you are amazing, and if we have a few bumps to smooth out, then that's just what we'll do. And I don't care how long it takes. You are not on, like, some kind of time schedule for me. And I do get it. I mean, people in the past didn't give you enough time to process your feelings. No, they wanted you to just be useful or quote-unquote appropriate in their eyes. But no, you, sweetie, you can just be who you are with me, okay? There's no need to try to show your worth or why I should invest my time in being with you. There's no level of worth that you need to pass. I love you for you, not what you can do for me or anything like that. No, I like you because when you feel safe, when you're happy, you're funny, you're clever, you're kind, and so many other things. And when you don't feel safe and you're not happy, you're still all those things, but we just need to work through the big emotions to get back there. No, the bottom line is you are still you, no matter what. And I love you, so that means I love you no matter what. Huh? No, sweetie, no. I am not just tolerating you, and you're not annoying me with your questions or needs. No, and no, you are not being too much. No, I adore you. You are everything to me, okay? Listen, it's really my pleasure to do this, to be here for you. No, baby. Baby, you are my favorite person. And I naturally want for your happiness. And I know you wouldn't hurt me on purpose. I know sometimes you're working from this defensive or protective mindset. And I know that that served its purpose when you were suffering at the hands of others and couldn't do anything to stop it. All you could do was try to deaden the feelings or bury them down or run away and hide, right? Baby. Baby, I would burn the world for you if you asked me to. So if you were just out here just asking for some time and a little reassurance, sweetie, I can definitely do that. All right? I really don't mind. I promise. Okay? All right. Now, what about water? Are you thirsty? No? Okay, what about food? I could order from your favorite place and we can watch one of your favorite movies. Ooh, and maybe we could even catch the pilot of that new series you wanted to see. Hmm? Yeah? All right, that works for me too. So just give me a minute. I'll go call in the order, okay? How about you go get the blankets ready? Yeah, I'll be right in when I'm done. Oh, and hey, I really do love you. Okay? Yes, even now, and no, not just because I'm supposed to. I love you because you're wonderful, and your trauma is not going to take that away from you. I'm going to be right by your side, baby, and I'll be proving it here next to you every day. No, I am never going to leave you. You're stuck with me, and I wouldn't have it any other way, all right? All right, I'll be back in a bit.